Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, drink it till you make it.
Hey everyone, have you ever wanted to see your favorite D&D crew do D&D live? Well, on the 28th of May at Next Level Games in Preston, me, Ali, and Zamet will be running a dungeon live, designed by everyone's favorite Italian stallion, Adam Cucicu. Tickets are limited, but there are still some available, and there's no age restriction, so get in bloody quick! Details of how to do what I just said to do are in the show notes below this episode. Also, one more thing, our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, has recently released a USB cassette tape like we did with D&D that one time. It's got 135 eps, some of which have yet to be released, as well as 30 episodes of movie maintenance and a 7-hour special bonus role-playing adventure using Dinosaur Park, the 1985 tabletop RPG, winner of the Gary Gygax Award for Sickness and center of a satanic panic in 1989. Exclusive bloody ads. All of the details for all that are in the show notes, so check it out. Sick. Also, I guess Patreon is sick and it's full of bonus shit. Give it a bloody looky-loo. Enjoy the show, you dirtbags.
That's a classic.
I think it's a classic. Meat in a sandwich. Bye.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table rolling percentiles to determine loot, but that is exactly what we are doing today. Welcome to episode 37 of D&D is for Nerds. As always, I'm Joel Zammit, playing the part of Leo Shadow, and across the table from me, with the biggest, beautiful baby blue eyes, Jackson B. Bailey, playing the part of Cassius Christie.
Yeah!
And next to him, we have Ali Kathleen with dull, mousy, brown eyes, playing the part of Ainsley Foggy Feather. Mm. And of course, our blind DM, Adam Crazy Boots.
Where's the eggs?
Shut up, Adam. Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
Cassius, stop hitting his armor. What's wrong with you? This is the most embarrassing fight I've ever had.
Everything just, like, turns to black for you.
I cheer.
Oh, man! Two of them, total bang.
These are some Baven dwarves!
The shaman, David, has spoken with the leader of this tribe, Gronoth Manyheads.
What if you disguised yourself and you went in and you were like, hey, mate. Ah!
All right.
Hey, mate. Wah.
Hey, mate. Wah.
That's the plan.
These guys have existed only in a world where the strong live and the weak die. So now that you're in the encampment, you finally get to see the enemy for the first time.
How many orcs?
You would estimate this war tribe to be maybe, it's like really hard, you really rough estimate, but you would say 300 odd.
Huh, we can't fight 300 orcs, gang.
Yeah, I know.
let's just be diplomatic and lovely.
Don't punch anyone, Cassius.
Okay, we just need to make sure we get David in a room by himself, or at least where other orcs can't see.
Yeah.
And try and take him out.
I forget the word here, but do you guys know, like, a Viking? Is it called a longhouse? I forget the word. It's long something, isn't it?
I think it's
long haul. Nope.
Fuck.
Something like that.
What's it called? I know that a longboat is a thing.
Well done.
So is a longbow.
Yes.
And a Long John Silver.
It's not a thing, but I think it's like a food, actually.
A longhouse?
Longhouse, something like that. There's like a word. Anyway,
I think it's longhouse.
This permanent structure has a very like Viking sort of feel to it. Mm-hmm. It's one large room with maybe one smaller off room. You can see a door.
Mead hall.
A mead hall. Yeah, that type of a look. Yeah, the photos don't help for the audience, though.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
trying
showing to... you piece of shit. Okay. No, that's a longhouse.
Look, we'll call it a mead hall, yeah? There's one massive table that dominates this room.
I don't know.
And up one end, there's a big, like, chair made out of bone. Sitting at the
chair.
You assume to be Gronoth Manyheads. You know why he's called Manyheads? So there's all these, like, you know, curved horns and stuff like that, and sitting on every single one of them is a dwarf head, like, mummified.
Oh, God.
There's maybe about as many dwarf heads here as you saw orcs in this encampment.
Mm. I'm so afraid.
Standing on either side of Gronoth is a human in resplendent red robes. He looks nothing like Fenrir. This guy, like, on the lamb looks like he's living as well as he did in a palace.
Oh, Jesus.
And on the other side is like a very old-looking orc. She has long, wispy white hair. She's like hunched over a little bit. And like her skin is sagging all over the place. She's wearing like bone necklaces and stuff like that. She looks like she might be another shaman.
So she was an orc?
Yes, she is an orc.
Cool.
Is there any reaction from David when he sees Fenra?
Oh, right. I forgot you were.
Disguised. Oh.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I forgive you, Adam.
Forgive me too.
I don't.
He like raises an eyebrow, but that's about it. All that rolling, consulting papers, raises an eyebrow. He notices you, but he doesn't seem surprised necessarily.
Cool.
Gronoth gestures for you guys to sit at the table near him.
Okay, I do.
Yep, we sit down.
Because I think doing anything other than what he says
is
a bad idea.
Yeah.
I like that a lot of our adventures have been like, meet powerful people.
Have a dinner.
I was just thinking that as well. This is very, for me, it's very reminiscent of the Pirate King.
Yeah, it's good.
You guys sit down, and there's like already a meal in progress going on. It's literally every plate is meat.
All right.
Like different types of meat.
Hoe down.
One of them looks like dwarf.
It's like a headless,
legless, armless. It's hard to tell, but it looks like dwarf torso.
Oh, that's so not cool.
Oh, boy.
Adam,
and they're
why?
Holding to that.
Orcs Adam. Are fucked.
Oh, Adam, don't. You son of a bitch.
Anyway, the dwarves, like, Redmond sits down, but the dwarven guards don't. They just stand near him and look very nervous. Mm-hmm. Redmond is, like, chatting with Gronoth. He's, like, sitting next to Gronoth at the table. And they're chatting together in Orcish.
Damn.
The orc that led you guys in sits down, among you guys sort of as well.
Yeah.
And Grayson makes a point of sitting next to him. Grayson's, like, having an under-his-breath conversation with this orc, but the orc, like, isn't getting that message, so the orc is, like, responding at full voice. But Grayson's, like, still trying to whisper things. You guys.
Oh, God. One of us should have learned orcish. I just like how this whole
time... Oh, wow,
like,
yeah, all three of you. All three of you notice as he's having this conversation, Grayson is like, you guys have like a knife but no fork because they eat with their hands, so the knife is like for cutting if you can't tear your meat apart.
Oh,
Grayson's like got one of the knives and he's gripping it with like a fucking death grip.
I would like to do the same.
Sure thing.
I want to
grab knives.
I'm going to keep giving Grayson a look like...
Oh, I don't have knives.
Oh, God.
Subtle
one. Hang on, wait.
I'm giving Grayson looks like, what's going on? What's this?
That's a lot
Grayson
of dice.
Looks at you with like fear in his eyes.
Oh, this is going to go so bad, guys.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm Grayson so does like a thing.
Oh, my God.
oh, my God. I've never been more
scared. Cassius, you don't notice it, but Redmond, Ainsley, and Leo, you notice it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too involved in the meat.
The three of you, minus Cassius, look at Grayson. Oh, actually, are you just looking at Grayson? Anyway?
Yeah.
Scary intently.
Grayson doesn't mime. He, like, pretends to sneeze after that, and then he, like, starts rubbing his nose a lot.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And Redmond, like, very subtly just shakes his head.
So Grayson wants to fight. Good. Mm. Manly.
Okay. Good, but what if he dies?
What's
bad.
David doing?
David, he's just like staring at you guys. Hmm. He's probably fixing you with a pretty intense gaze, Leo. Cool. But he doesn't say anything. Okay. He's just still standing. He's like looks like he's waiting for the meal to be done.
Cool.
Do we just eat? Just eat, act like everything's super normal.
Actually, you know what as well?
Just hey, this is a regular meal with some orc fellas.
Yeah, Leo, this other shaman is like fixing you with a very intense glare as well. Her expression is hard to read, but she seems very angry with you.
Have a wizard meeting.
Oh, no.
Be like, wizard meeting.
Yeah, so you guys just going to go down gonna, into...
Eat
just,
the
I'm
meal,
just going to wait until...
Act like everything's super normal.
What Redmond is doing. Probably not going to eat the meal, maybe just kind of...
Well, I'm not going to eat the dwarf. It. I'll eat around it.
Eat around the dwarf.
If you don't like the dwarf, just eat around it.
Yeah.
Just cut it up so that it looks like you ate something.
Move it around a bit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, Rub my stomach. Super good.
The meal passes, quotation marks, uneventfully.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In that, like, at one point, at several points, like, two orcs will have a discussion or, like, an argument, which ends in, like, one of them grabbing the other one, dragging them, and, you know, a fist fight happening.
Oh, boy.
There's, like, a bunch of fights break out during the thing, but other than, like, laughing at the loser, none of the other orcs really do anything.
Okay.
The dwarves are just getting more and more tense as this goes on.
Like,
and Redmond's getting like a little red in the face as he talks to Gronoth.
I thought we were going to like a little tiny like tent city, you know, maybe like 12 orcs or whatever.
Not
like,
300.
Again, take him.
Sometimes I get the feeling that we don't think things out as a group. We just dive headfirst into. We didn't ask any questions about this place.
Well,
we asked a couple, but the seer was like, "I'm fucking no. You're a pretty shit seer."
Here we are.
We came. Hey, I teleported you. He says from
less
beyond
far away,
just like in his office. I teleported you.
What?
Less than half cocked.
Yes. So
less than half cocked. Here we are.
The meal eventually ends, and Gronoth stands up. Everyone else stands up. You guys, like,
we stand.
Get the
stand
message. It's like sort of a thing where all the orcs know to stand up. You guys see the orcs, and then you're like, oh, yeah, stand up.
Oh,
stand
okay.
Up.
Yes.
Gronoth, like, gestures to with his hand. He's, like, doing some sort of... He's making a speech. You guys don't understand what he's saying.
Okay.
But he gestures a bunch, and he, at one point, points to Redmond, and then he points to Grayson. And then he points to...
That's bad.
Oh, this is Cassius bad. As well.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, hold on.
Give a little thumbs up.
Oh, my God. Oh,
look
my
at
God.
Grayson.
Grayson, like, looks at Cassius, and Grayson is, like, under his breath, like under his breath, he's like, Cassius, you fuck, you motherfucker.
What did you do?
You fucking
what
Cassius.
What did you do? What did you actually do?
I don't know. I just ate around the dwarf. Is that what it was?
Gronoth, like, steps down, stands, like, near where Redmond and Cassius are, and he, like, grabs both of your gauntlets and puts your hands up, like, you know, like a boxing guy in the ring or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
And he, you know, he yells something to the crowd, and all of the orcs start, like,
oh, my God, 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 oh, my God. Oh my God.
And then... He yells something, he yells a line in Orcish, and he repeats it in common. He yells, to the fighting pits!
Oh, no!
I look at both of you with a look of utter terror on my face.
Everyone starts filing out. Cassius, you're, like, caught up with this massive crowd of orcs, but mm-hmm. Leo and Ainsley, you guys are, like, left behind, mm-hmm. as well as Grayson. The dwarves go with as well.
Grayson, what's happened?
He saw that Redmond was wounded, asked him about it, Redmond explained, and then they were like fighting pits.
Okay. Who's he gonna fight?
What's... I don't know. I don't know what the fighting pits are.
Wait, what's the wizard doing?
Oh, David is like, when you guys started having that conversation, David was like eyeing you guys. Cool. The shaman is also here still.
Cool. So all the orcs are going off with Cassius.
Yeah.
Leaving us as I look at David. We need to talk. This.
Sounds he takes like a step down. No, it doesn't take a step down. I'm sorry. He's on the same level as you. He steps over to you. Mm-hmm. What about?
He's like, say, I try to bluff my way and say some adventurers are hunting us. I've killed a seer. They're looking for us.
Well, you could just I mean, some adventurers
really
are hunting us is true.
Yeah, I'm basically omitting the fact that it's me. Yeah.
That's a kind of lie.
David, like, nods his head. Okay, and what do you propose you do about it?
So who's in the room?
It's you, Ainsley, Grayson, the shaman, David, and basically everyone else is fucked off now.
I like...
Rub your nose?
Rub my nose, put my hand on David's shoulder, and then just activate my Assassin's Creed knife near his neck.
As you're, like, reaching out, that's Grayson, cool. like, just closes his eyes in a pained expression. Like, he knows it's going to happen and there's nothing he can do to stop it. Also, you can't put your hand on his shoulder. You look like a human, but you're as tall as a halfling.
Damn it!
Just stab him in the dick!
In the belly or something.
Okay.
No, just be like... he'll fight back from that.
Well, what can he do? He can't climb up.
I can't climb. Artery or something?
Yeah, hit
just
him in
a
the femoral.
Sneak attack with hit him a femoral. In the femoral.
Yeah. Your character sheet, sorry.
Wait, is that the femoral?
Yeah, the femoral.
Tell
yeah,
me arteries, yeah. Ali.
I forget.
I'm off to die in the fight.
Femorals. Yeah.
Femoral, ephemeral.
Ephemeral.
When you guys didn't know what was happening, oh my god, I was so happy.
Well, to be honest, we still don't.
Yeah, to be honest.
I assume I'm off to die in the fighting pits. Sayonara,
but now you can use bull strength.
Yes, and I will.
They'll know that you use it.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to impress any dwarves now. I'm just trying to survive.
You deal, what's that? 4, 9
Have
points
I
of damage?
Fucked up? Who knows who's going to die? This just boy.
Everybody's going to die. Orcs are going to eat me. They won't eat you. Oh,
okay,
and
now,
eat all of us.
God.
No, whatever. Dying's fine. Take it from someone who's been there. It's all right.
Dying's all right.
Dying's okay.
I am not ready to die, guys. Like, I know you guys are like, no, it's fine. We're just... No, I am in a committed relationship. I'm engaged. I put a lot of time, effort, and hours into this.
I know.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready to go.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
Okay, so...
God.
Sayonara, first, it will be Ainsley.
Rapid shot him in the face.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm not... You know how usually I'm just like, angry in the dick!
Mm-hmm.
And then, not this time. No, this is going to be like, I am so close to getting married. None of you fuckers, not even this David cunt, can fuck it up for me, all right?
Ainsley, you're first?
Yeah, I am.
You're like standing across the table from these guys, so you're safe to draw your bow and use it if you want.
I will do that. Yep. I will do that.
You can't do rapid shot. Because you need a full round to do rapid shot.
Can
because
I just
drawing
ask
your
a
bow
quick
is
question.
Yeah.
Are there any plants in the room?
No. Unless you count dwarven torso as a plant.
Gross, I do.
That's a joke though, because there's none left. They did not leave any meat.
That must have been traumatizing for me to see.
Probably. You fire your arrow. Yeah, that'd be a hit.
Yeah.
Whip.
Come on.
My plan is hopefully that we kill him quickly, and then we have to go at the shaman.
It's not bad. It's only 1 point less than what Leo did.
Yes.
So you hit with your bow. Yeah, that'll be a hit.
Yes.
So what happens is, Leo, you like draw your blade, you jab it into his side. He, you know, he like gives it a bit of that, ducks a little. And then, like, in the top of his head, Ali plants an arrow.
Yes!
He's not dead, though.
I love how efficient you guys are at wizard killing.
Leo, it's your turn.
We're getting better at it.
Oh, cool. Would it be better?
You can just bring your thing out and go again.
Or would it be better to rapier and get him?
You can do either one, really.
What's better?
I guess the rapier would be better.
Rapier him.
We better watch out for that shaman lady orc.
I know. She's going to make you both.
She's going to fuck us up.
Turn you into pumpkins.
That's what I want to kill.
Make you a carriage.
Yeah. That's why I want to kill this wizard first.
Hold on.
Then we can go get him.
That's 13 points of damage.
Oh, what?
Bloody Leo.
Well, I'm a wizard as well. I got spells.
Holy shit, wizards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, forgot about this.
Oh, there's a whole printout and everything.
Yeah. So it's now it's his turn.
Oh, damn.
What's he going to do? He going to take a step back. I don't need the book. I know how this spell works. He brings his hands up and he yells in Draconic, the dragon language, which none of you understand anyway. He yells some words and then fire bursts from his hands and washes over everyone here.
I would duck.
That's a reflex save, Allie.
No, I'm not. I'm not at the back, am I?
No.
I just decided in my brain. I was like, I'll be behind him.
I'll
duck behind a pot plant. Non-existent.
Ain't
pot
no
plant.
Pot plants in this land.
And then, where's Grayson?
Oh, God. Grayson's going to survive because he's the handsomest.
Yes. How great would it be if we all died and then Adam just continued to play by himself?
With
just
Grayson?
As Grayson.
Yeah. Adam just ran adventures for Grayson and we watched.
Grayson's not going to be around much longer, guys.
Why? Why do you do this, Adam? Why?
You all take 6 damage.
6? That's nothing.
You're not you.
No, I know. I'm saying, what?
I thought you were going to write down your damage
but the point
for the
is,
first
you all
time
take
in
it.
Your life.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody hates it. Yeah, I know. I've got 32. I'm in the fighting pits.
Well, I took 6 damage. I'm on 16.
What the fuck? You're weak.
I'm so weak. Because I took that point in Wizard. Should have just been like, full rogue, but I didn't.
You wouldn't have that many more hit. Well, no. You would have some more hit points.
A little bit more.
Hey, you'll be right.
Okay, so then it's Grayson's turn.
Yes.
Grayson draws his spear and just hocks it across the table at him.
God, he's sexy.
Love that he has a spear.
I love
that's the sexiest weapon.
He is.
Yeah.
No, he is.
Because you need strength as well as precision.
And the moment you pull it back, that pose.
That 300.
Rippling 300
yeah.
muscles.
Yeah. As in,
the spear, like, gets David straight through. Like, you know, ooh. Ainsley, you know how you got him in the head?
Yes.
Oh, it was his turn first, sorry. David's turn.
Burning
hands, yeah. You know how you got him like in the head with the with your arrow?
Yes.
He gets him in his head with the spear.
How do you survive that?
He doesn't. He like falls over and he's like propped up on the spear.
Yes! Yes!
Wicked killers!
You did ruin the head.
We gotta kill the shaman.
There's still that shaman. There's still that shaman.
The shaman does nothing.
Ah! What?
The shaman just, like, takes a step back, like, very, with a passionless eye, surveys the situation.
And then what?
And then does nothing.
You might as well kill him.
Do we all?
She says, like, a word in Orcish.
Which means?
And then spits on David's corpse.
All right!
Grayson, ask her stuff. What happened? What's the deal?
Grayson starts talking in Orcish. The shaman starts explaining, and Grayson's like, yeah, so David's taking the shaman's job.
This was...
so we helped you.
Side note,
kind of, yeah.
Not how I expected this to turn out.
Yeah, not at
but
all.
Okay, go
I was
going
to kill her.
The shaman's frankly pretty happy with us.
Get right. the shaman
well,
to come.
Happy is a subjective term.
Okay.
Like, so, he says happy, and then the shaman, like, shakes her head and says something, and Grayson's like, well, happy is a subjective term.
All right.
And then can we ask the... Be like... Can we get out of here scot-free?
I want ask Grayson to ask her, not just that, but what the hell David was doing. Was he mind controlling? Was he doing shit? All that kind of crap.
Grayson asks about the mind controlling. Shaman says no, Grayson says. Grayson asks about will we get out of here alive? Shaman starts laughing, and Grayson says, I'm taking that as a no.
Then maybe kill
him? Shaman says some stuff, and Grayson says, well, the shaman's not going to tell... Gronoth that, you know, what happened. Like, out of courtesy for what we did, she's not going to say anything, but we need to, like, skedaddle now.
He's up wrapping this all up.
We can get going now.
Yeah. Quick question. What is in... possessions of...
You gonna loot? Have a little loot?
Have a bit of a loot of David.
The shaman.
Well, he had the really nice robes, which are kind of stained now.
I'll take them.
I will take them.
You're not there to take them.
No. Does he have anything on him, like a spell book or something cool?
He does have a spell book, yeah.
I'm gonna take that spell book.
Okay, you opening it to look at it?
Not yet.
Good man.
Wise. We've learnt. We've had experiences with magic spell books before. All spell books.
Cool.
Are magic.
Put that in backpack. Do we need his head?
Yeah. Guys, that's
do we need his head / what are we going to do with the body?
Just leave it.
The shaman's like wandering out. As she wanders out, she's like saying something to herself in Orcish, and she like chuckles. She's obviously making some sort of joke to herself.
Does Grayson hear the joke?
Translate properly. Grayson says, in that orcs are an awful people.
All right, so we need to get his head and... hide the body somewhere.
Hey, you know, if I were you...
Yeah.
Grayson retrieves his spear as
never
well.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to say put the hat of disguise on him, but I think you need to be conscious or alive.
And also have a head, which we're about to cut off.
Grayson, like, puts the body on the table, and he drags it so that the head is just lying slightly off the table. He takes out his longsword.
Oh, my God. Because we fail at this every time.
Man,
this...
No, you get the last one good.
I'm so...
The last wizard you killed... And I say you, because I just watched from a rock.
Yeah. Like cleanly clockwork. Slices the head off.
Yes!
It's like it's punctured.
Yeah, well, other than the arrow and the spear hole, it's perfectly captured head.
Chuck it in the backpack.
Done. Do you reckon if you...
I have 3 heads in my backpack.
That's awesome. The bottom of your bag is like moldy
so gross.
And wet.
That's so disgusting.
Gross. Let's get you a new backpack.
Yeah, next
thing. Get some head jars.
Head jars. Mason jars.
Or glad wrap.
Glad wrap.
There's no glad wrap. It's the fantasy.
All right. This worked.
Yeah. Pig and tusk.
This worked better than I ever expected. I never thought we'd get this far. What do we do now?
Grayson opens his mouth to say something and then closes it. And he puts his hands on the table and he starts going red in the face. Ainsley, you're crippled by pain.
This is bad. This is bad.
You look at
this
your ring.
I knew it! I fucking knew it! You piece of shit! No!
On either side of the ring, the flesh is bubbling as if it was on fire. It's agony. You need to take the ring off now. Ainsley, you take 4 points of damage.
I guess I will take the ring off. Fuck it. I told you fuckers. I said to all of you fuck.
Hey, that's Grayson. Grayson took the ring.
You encouraged
me. You look at Grayson. Blind. You look at Grayson, you guys look up and down at the suit of armor he's wearing.
Oh, no.
The suit of armor he took from the dragon's treasure. He's, like, gripping the table with a vice-like grip. He's paralyzed with pain, you can tell.
I want to run over there and start trying to unstrap it off,
because I want to put it on the dead body of the dude that we just killed.
You touch his armor and you take...
The straps are...
No, you touch anything on his armor. You take 8 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, Leo, you're on 8 hit points.
You know, if you guys die here, it's just all me and the fighting pits.
Grayson collapses.
Don't cry, Ainsley.
What are you guys doing?
We need to...
get the shaman girl back.
No.
The shaman is still in the room. She turns around like and gives you guys a curious glance.
Help?
she starts shuffling over. The flesh around Grayson's neck is bubbling.
Grayson's gonna die.
You guys can't see. Like, that's the only like exposed sort of part. You can also smell burning flesh.
Keep healing him with your wand of healing.
You get 53, though.
Just keep on healing him.
I got 49, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, so keep doing that so we know he's going to be healed. So this is going to be bad for him, because if we heal him to consciousness and then he's in pain. Anyway, we'll keep doing that so we don't kill him.
Are you going to heal him with the wand?
Will it do anything, Adam?
It might keep him alive.
Keep doing that. I'm going to try and find something to like my hand so I don't burn or whatever the armor
is. Like dragon gauntlets? That'd be good.
Dragon gauntlets would be nice.
I didn't just. Well, I did fight the guy, but that we didn't know that would come out.
The shaman kneels down next to Grayson and like runs a hand over him, not touching, but like over him. And she's muttering something to herself.
Okay.
She seems in deep concentration. Ainsley, what are you doing? Grayson is like unconscious, and in his like unconsciousness, he's whimpering.
Oh my god!
Wand of healing. Just keep on healing.
Give it a go, and then see what Shaman Lady says. / see what happens.
Wait, okay. We didn't get the wand of healing from the same cave, did
Cassius.
We?
No, we.
Oh god!
It.
We're jumping to you now.
Oh no!
We bought it with cut. What? Hold on! What? No!
Edge of your seat, Allie.
I hate you so much.
Cassius, you're led out to where the orcs were fighting before.
Yes.
All the dwarves are with you. There's like where the orcs were fighting is like a small. It's like a depression. You stand in the middle in the deepest spot.
Allie has depression.
I looked up from my character sheet. She's slumped on the table. I think visibly crying.
You're gonna be all right, Allie.
I don't
want to
do this anymore.
You're gonna be okay.
Go on without me.
If you stood in the middle, the deepest part, you would be like shoulder length with ground level. So it goes a bit in.
Cool.
Is
Redmond there with me?
Yeah. Gronoth gestures to these pits and he says something in Orcish you don't understand. Then he repeats it again in common. He says, who will challenge the dwarven female?
Oh, God. No. Come on, fuck boys! I say... there's no fucking
you can
Orcish
yell the,
translation.
You can yell the Orcish insult,
yeah, I
you
will.
Remember.
I'll smack my armor and yell the insults. Fuck it.
Okay, well, the orc that let you guys in, this massive, like, he looks albino. Like, orcs are usually got this greenish color to them. This guy's, like, very white, pale tinged. He steps forward and, like, says something in Orcish, and the entire crowd, like, erupts into cheers. He is handed, like, a big bat, and they hand you a big bat.
Yeah!
You both step into the fighting pit. The fight begins.
Don't look at me. Don't.
He goes first.
No, I'm going to die. Just one bat, and I'm going to be like,
spider leg, crawl out of the pit.
Yeah, spider climb.
It's not that kind of pit. It's like a bowl.
Yeah, no, I would just walk out. I probably can't, because then the orcs will destroy me. I feel like you can't leave the fighting pit once you're in the fighting pit.
Do orcs, is it like a fighting pit to the death, Adam?
Orcish fighting pits are two men go in, one man comes out.
I
and then the other
no
one
man.
Comes out a little later, but he's the loser, so everyone's like, you know, a bit mad at him. You have no idea.
I feel like orcs don't do anything unless it's to the death.
Yeah.
Imagine they're like, do you want to have dinner? To the death! Who's like, do you want to have dinner? Oh, maybe like for a date.
Yeah, do you want to go out for me? To the death! I don't know how that
okay.
works.
Yes, he charges at you.
So yes.
He swings.
Oh, God.
He misses you.
Oh, God.
You, like, duck under it. But he gets you with the backswing.
Oh, no.
So he swings once, you come up, you're like, ha! And then he smacks you in the back.
Oh, Jesus! Wait, what's a dwarf god? I keep saying Jesus. There ain't no Jesus.
Hey, look on the bright side. You get bonuses to fighting him.
Do I?
Yeah.
What?
You get, like, a plus one to attack and stuff. Because you're racial enemies. He gets bonuses to you, though. Well,
so that's not really a bonus. Then,
kind of balances out, Adam.
Are they the same bonus?
Can you use...
Oh, wait. No, they don't.
What?
Oh, okay. So he misses you on both counts, then.
Yeah!
Nice.
Cassius!
It's your turn, Cassius.
Can you use spells in Orcish? Do they give a shit, or is that a...
I don't care. I'm going to, because it's that or die.
Yeah.
What's the bat made? It's wood, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a big wooden... Mm. It's like a club, really.
That's
flaming
all right.
Bat.
Yeah, I can only chill metal or heat metal. I can't do it to a bat.
Not to a wood,
unless
no.
You just use it to your gauntlets.
Could I do that to my gauntlets?
Chill metal and heat metal would only hurt you. Think about it.
Flame
like,
on.
If
oh
you're
going to
make
God,
it
oh God,
hot
oh God,
enough
oh
that when you punch it hurts, you're wearing the gauntlets.
I'm gonna burn my...
Man, could you imagine wearing gauntlets that burnt you? That'd be awful, guys.
Yeah, it would,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Almost like a
it
whole
wouldn't
suit
it?
Of armor, though.
It would hurt. It would hurt like fuck, Adam.
Yeah,
it would hurt on the inside just... and the out.
I don't have my weapons, I'm assuming.
They've given
you
the
see
club.
Allie, like, I don't give a
you
shit
still have your, like,
fight.
What do you
scimitar
use? Like,
and
yeah,
stuff.
You still have it at your side, but they've given you... It's assumed that you're supposed to use the club.
That's fine. I'm going to cast Bull Strength.
Okay, you take a step back, you do that. Like a hush goes over the crowd.
Yeah, that's,
also,
that's right, cunts! Cassius got spells up her sleeves!
I need to look and see how much...
I can't help but love how every time you get really angry and really deep, I'm like, yeah, lady.
I know. I'm a great lady.
Dwarf. Dwarf lady.
Dwarf, I'm dwarf
handsome
first, lady second.
Dwarf lady.
Okay, cool. Plus four to strength.
Yes.
That'll be your turn, though.
That's all right.
The orc takes a step forward, and
like
he's going to keep
it.
Fighting.
Just ready for it.
Ooh, he hits you on the first swing.
I don't even care!
And he knocks you on the second one.
Oh, God! I do care.
I care a little bit.
I care immensely. You take 13 points of damage.
I'm going to hit him back and hope I don't die.
Told you should have sneakily healed.
I still have my
19
healing
hit points.
Wand.
That's true.
I'm a 19?
Yep. You hit him back.
Yeah, presumably.
Presumably. You miss.
God damn it.
You swing, and even with your enhanced strength... Oh, actually, no, wait. Your enhanced strength. That's right.
Does he get? Does he get like a backswing as well?
You, Cassius.
Because it's a bat.
Four.
Got a backswing.
Maybe that's just
yeah, no, that would actually be a hit.
Yes!
You get him.
Cassius! Cassius!
Five damage.
Huh?
Five.
Hey,
whatever.
I'll take
what
it.
What is it? What is it? Matalo, matalo, matalo. Cassius, 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 Cassius.
What?
The orc starts frothing at the mouth.
Oh, wait. Frenzy. Yeah, it's just like a moment I hit him, I'm like, Cassius! Oh, no, orcs.
Ooh, hits you on the first one, hits you on the second.
Just getting the shit smacked out of me.
Man, you're taking a beat down this one, aren't you?
I am. I'm having no successes. Goodbye. Jackson Bailey dies twice.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know.
Although, to be honest, death is better than what we're living through right now, so it's fine.
Well, you say that.
8, 10, 16 damage.
Heal yourself.
You're on 3 hit points.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you heal yourself in time for the next salvo of blows? Will Ainsley actually kill Leo for this? Find out next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.